The committee broke into smaller groups to start tackling different goals. While one group focused on targeted programs for kids specifically identified as at risk for gun violence, another examined universal programs available for all kids ages 4 to 18 living within designated high-risk areas of the city. That second group came up with a list of over 30 programs known to exist or previously exist in Wilmington, including Too Good for Violence.
Is that it comes with an evaluation component so that individuals using the program can pre-test the kids, give them the program, and then test them again.
That was Marlene Saunders, executive director of the Delaware chapter of the National Association of Clinical Social Workers, leading the Universal Work Group with several others. The group says it now needs to assess the availability and access of the programs identified, and what happened to the ones that have disappeared. The committee has yet to come up with methods to collect data from any of these programs or develop a system to find ones outside Wilmington to consider. The council's co-chair, Dr. Henry Smith, also expressed concern about programs that receive funding but haven't proven they're effective. The council also plans to look at which programs are underfunded or overfunded and develop an infrastructure to do so.
That's getting all of the MOUs signed, getting the data systems hooked up, doing the kind of inventory that we're now proposing to collect, to identify, you know, best practice kinds of services.
Before its next meeting in early June, the group plans to communicate with the General Assembly and Wilmington City Council, among others, its need for funding of best practices. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.